Fuck these people.
It's like that the fable, you know, with the kids and then the rats and the music. And the what? That is a narrow car. Fucking billionaires.
Now, speaking of such things, Dinesh, change the lighting to something erotic, because it's about to get pretty fucking erotic in here.
License to Kill 9, IB action.erotica.
What? What's going on? What's happening?
Gentlemen, I present to you Mochaccino. Not this guy. Mochaccino. She's my gift to you. Wanna smoke weed?
I eat a fish.
I understand you eat the fish. But when you clean the fish, you can't just leave the fish head and guts and shit in the sink, because the whole house smells like a bait station. So you gotta put it in the trash and then take the trash out. Do you understand?
Yes, I eat the fish.
Motherfuck!
Hey, buddy. What's going on here?
I thought I had something in my teeth, but when I looked over, right, I looked in the mirror like this, my pants, they hit the countertop, and the mess has some water on there, right? So I got a spot on my pants, kind of looking like I pissed myself like a big baby. So what I did was I just took off all my pants, and I put it in the water just to make it all completely wet. You know, that way I figured no one would really notice, you know, it wouldn't be as bad. I've got it under control. I've sorted it out. We're good.
Yes. So you felt this wouldn't look as bad. Understood.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
That was amazing. I mean, that was like everything in my head, but like clear. Did you just make that up on the spot?
Yeah. You should probably write some of it down.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I gotta be honest. I mean, I can't tell you how much this means. I mean,
you really saved my ass even after I was such a dick to you.
You're making up.
What else could I do, Richard? You're my Wozniak. And I will always be your... Motherfucking, and I got a great deal. You know, he wanted stock options until he saw Dinesh.
Hold on, what?
Don't be offended, but for some weird reason, Chewy took a look at you and thought you were Mexican.
Why would I be offended by that?
What?
Why would I be offended by him thinking I'm Mexican? He's Mexican, right?
Yeah, he is, but you're not. You're Pakistani.
So? Actually, the very fact that you think this might be offensive to me is offensive. You're the one being racist.
No, I'm not the one who called you a Mexican.
Called me a Mexican? You're doing it again.
I'm bending over backwards to not be racist right now.
All right, well, what did he say when you told him I wasn't Mexican?
I didn't.
And why not?
Because I wanted him to paint our garage for cheap.
I genuinely don't know how to respond to that.
You know, I'm not going to take the bait here. I am not a racist, all right? I watch a lot of black porn. I mean, a lot.
Just one question. In this porn, is the man black or the woman black, or are they both?
Is one of those racist and the others aren't?
I'll hack his browser history. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Yep.
Hold on. That's unnecessary. Hold on.
I mean, we didn't think we were gonna get this thing done when we had 5 months to do it. Now we have two?
Granted, it's not ideal, but we're just gonna have to... What the good fuck?
What is happening? Is that Dinesh?
Is that the Statue of Liberty? And it's... There's penetration. Oh! Hey, neighbor. Ashley's getting big. She looks...
Destination override. New destination, 1 Gregory Drive, Aralon. Distance to destination, 4,126 miles. Enjoy your ride.
What's happening? I'm sorry, what? Mr. Carr? Mr. Carr? Excuse me.
Aralon is an island, so how are we,
Oh, no. Stop, let me out. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no. Excuse me, please.
Please honk. Please honk. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, please, please.
Oh, no, that's not good. Okay, Donald, stay calm.
Hours to destination, entering sleep mode.
What?
Enjoy your ride.
No. Okay, stay calm. Stay calm. Wait, my phone. No bars, no bars, no bars, no bars.
Excuse me. Caleb? There's been some kind of mistake. What you sold me was not actually Adderall, so maybe we could... Do you think you can get me some real Adderall?
Yeah, of course. I could do that, or I can give you some of this.
Ow! Okay, I'm gonna...
You're gonna do what, bitch? Call the cops on me? Tell them you got the wrong illegal drugs from a kid? You dumb piece of shit.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
You
run!
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm running.
Keep running!
Richard, what's wrong? Have you been crying?
Hey! Which one was it? It was church candy, wasn't it? You just brought piss to a shit fight, you little...
Ow! What?
You get in your fucking house and you get me 5 Adderall, or I'll slit your fucking throat. You understand? I'll kill your mother. I'll rape your father. I'll curb stomp that little face. So hard that your teeth will go flying, you little shit. Now go, 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 go.
Okay,
give me 5 Adderall right now.
Excuse me. Can you help me?
Obstacle averted. Resuming operations. Please be careful. Please be careful.
Yeah, I mean, she's attractive, but almost every woman is attractive. It was her mind. She wrote this Java method that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Elegant, tight. There's just something so hot about a woman that can code like that, you know? I just want to crawl in her frontal lobe and... What's up?
You know I wrote that code, right?
No, this code was on her system.
A banged up 15-inch MacBook Pro with shitty stickers on it?
Everyone here has a beat up 15-inch MacBook
Pro. With a 1.3 chip and only 2 gigs of RAM? She doesn't know Java. I wrote that code.
You said you were in love with her mind.
You realize what's going on, right? It's not her you're sexually attracted to, it's my code.
Shut the that is the most disgusting fucking thing I've
ever... Just face it, Dinesh. You're gay for my code. You're code gay.
No, I'm into her, okay? Fuck your code.
You'd like to fuck my code, wouldn't you? Hey, would you like to masturbate to the subroutine I just wrote?
We're going to win. Yeah, we're going to win even if I have to go into the auditorium and personally jerk off every guy in the audience.
That's a lot of jerking. And we only have 10 minutes to present, so.
So? We're fucked, aren't we? Yeah, even if he's jerking 2 at a time, there are, what, 800 guys in that room, so that's 400 times, whatever the mean jerk time is?
The what?
mean jerk time. I mean, it doesn't matter, but hypothetically, time is equal to 400 total jerks at a two-dick rate.
Unless Ehrlich jerks off four guys at a time, and then we can cut that in half.
How would he do four guys? He's got two hands, so that's two dicks at a time, right?
Look, you have two guys on either side with their dicks tip to tip, so you're going full length. Four, see?
Oh, from the middle out. That does make sense.
Like two shake weights.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do, hypothetically, is minimize time, which is 800 dudes multiplied by mean jerk time divided by four dicks at a time. Of course, Ehrlich would have to pre-sort guys by height so that their dicks lined up.
Not by height, technically. The measurement that we're looking for, really, is dick to floor. Call that D2F.
Huh. Oh, my God.
You know, if a guy's dick was long enough, it would be able to reach up or down to another guy with a different D2F. The longer the dick, the greater the D2F bridge. I would still be able to jerk it off in one smooth motion. I would just have to jerk it on an angle.
So D2F sub 1 needs to equal D2F sub 2, and D2F sub 3 needs to equal D2F sub 4, where length L creates a complementary shaft angle. Call that theta D. Now, the orgasm threshold is a function of lambda sub I.
Such an idiot. Middle out. Middle out. Middle out. Oh, my God.
How could I just... Ah! Guys, does girth similarity affect Ehrlich's ability to jerk different dicks simultaneously?
Shit. Yeah, I think it would.
So Richard wrote the code.
Richard wrote the code, yes, but the inspiration was clear. Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. How fast do you think you could jack off every guy in this room? Because I know how long it would take me, and I could prove it.
We're standing on the field of the World Series champions.
It's totally lost on me.
Yeah, I don't give a shit either.
Hey, I'm Nicole Stein. I lead the growth team at Stern Taylor.
Oh, I'm Dinesh.
I'm Guilfoyle.
I love it. So what do you two do at Pied Piper?
I'm the CTO.
He's joking. I'm the CTO.
Fuck you, I'm joking.
Okay.
How could you be chief technology officer?
I get it. You hear the word chief and you think Indian chief. But you're the other kind of Indian.
Okay, one, fuck you, I'm Pakistani. And two, how could you be CTO of anything?
You have to be able to organize, you have to be able to delegate, you have to be...
I delegate you to go get me a fucking beer while I talk to Nicole.
George Silver. Operating partner, Stern Taylor. So, what do you do at Pied Piper?
He's the CTO.
Yeah, totally, I know. Thanks, Javid.
No, I mean, they're watching you right now.
Damn it, where is that camera?
And that is the very first spot in our new campaign, heralding the upcoming release of Nucleus this January at CES. Any questions?
I have a question. That was horrible.
I just got humiliated by a fucking teenager at TechCrunch Disrupt, and you give me this tampon ad? A girl with diabetes on a swing.
I think she has cancer. Yeah. At least that's how I read it.
I don't care what kind of disease she had. All I care about is that Nucleus is better than Pied Piper.
Mr. Bachman, I didn't have you come all the way back here today just to apologize to me.
Please, it's Ehrlich, and you didn't?
Of course not. I asked you back because, well, 3 days ago, I sat right here, and I watched you put your testes on this reclaimed Brazilian koa wood table. And now you're gonna sit there, and you're gonna watch me do the same goddamn thing to you. My turn.
I don't, but it's your table.
Yes, it is my table.
Oh,
good
man.
God.
Please don't do that.
How am I supposed to tell them this? In my experience, it's best to look a person in the eye and deliver the information with warmth and compassion. Okay. One other suggestion. Dress unattractively when you tell them. I read a study. The less sexual interest they feel for you, the less perturbing it will be. It sounds strange, but... it's credible. May I suggest the beige ensemble in which you came to work Tuesday? Things are just
really different at Raviga, and I had nothing to do with the decision. Guys, I'm so, so sorry.
Wait, so the company that offered us the most until Richard talked them into offering us the least is now offering us nothing?
But the fact that you're so sorry makes it all better.
Your behavior was boorish and juvenile.
You were rude, vulgar, and uncouth.
You were coarse, raceless, and puerile.
Obscene, insulting, and ignorant.
Ignorant?
You called me a shit-riddled anal wasteland.
You called me a chode, gargling, fuck toilet.
We're really excited to be in business with you guys.
Yo, just want to thank everyone for coming out to this Kickstarter party for Bro, the app that proves that you can change the world in just one word.
Actually, it's just half a word.
I know.
So efficient.
Now, as you can see, we're just 5,000 away from our goal.
Well, we got a whole hour left, people, so let's get those Bro Nations going.
Donations are funny, right? I mean, why would anybody donate to something like Bro and not a homeless shelter or schools? Cancer, that's still out there. Any of us could have it. Food for thought, which a lot of people also don't have. Have a great party, guys. You can donate if you want, but he's throwing away half the world's market. You know what bro means in Mandarin? It means asshole. You know what bro means in Portuguese? Rapist. In Latvian, it roughly translates to one who beheads the Messiah. In Finnish, bro means a baby's erection. In Urdu, bro is actually short for brochtavar, which means a dildo for a man. A man's dildo. Fecal eclipse. Loses something in translation. We don't have a word for it. They do. It's bro. You know what bro means in Navajo? A really joyful person with mental disabilities.
All right.
Billionaires are people too. We are leaders in technology, in industry, in finance. Look at history. Do you know who else vilified a tiny minority of financiers and progressive thinkers called the Jews?
Wait a minute. Did you just compare the treatment of billionaires in America today to the plight of the Jews in Nazi Germany?
Absolutely. One could argue that billionaires are actually treated worse. And we didn't even do anything wrong. We're an even smaller minority. There's a lot more of them. These are facts.
And then when you're really worth something, I'm gonna take you back to those same spineless VCs who said no, and I'm gonna shove you right up their assholes.
Firstly, congratulations on finally being funded. I hope you took a little time out to enjoy this moment and celebrate. I certainly did.
You did?
I did indeed. I celebrated earlier this morning.
You did this morning?
Oh, yeah. But
did I see a McLaren 650S with the extra trim package pull into the driveway? Or did I not?
Yep. So, this is the team. Whoa. I'm just gonna say it. This guy fucks, am I right? Because I'm looking at the rest of you guys. This is the guy in the house doing all the fucking. Am I right? You know I'm right. This guy fucks.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Al-Qaeda? Nah, I'm totally kidding. I'm diffusing the tension with humor.
What tension? This tension?
Nah, of course not. Seriously, no beheadings though, right? Russ Hanneman, how you doing, motherfucker? Oh, man. I want to know what kind of fucked up childhood this guy had. All right, fellas, what are we doing here?
Mr. Hanneman, I am Ehrlich Bachman. I am the owner and proprietor of this house. So I can give you a tour of the premises if you like, show you where the actual fucking happens.
No, I'm good.
Gavin, your visitors are here.
Ah, gentlemen and lady, shalom aleichem. Thank you for coming today to open a dialogue. Now, if you'll follow me. In an effort to hardwire sensitivity into our corporate mind space, I'm having a scale replica of the Hall of Names at Yad Vashem constructed right next to the bike shop.
All right. Hit it hard, boys. This guy fucks.
You know, Russ, I've been known to fuck myself. morning, you put your soda cans in the green one. Okay? That's not right. The green is for grass and leaves. Okay? The blue one is for recycling. Go ahead and put those in there. Yeah. Very good. The black one is for all other trash. Do you understand?
Yes. Which is for burning?
No. We don't burn trash in this country. It's illegal. You never burn trash. Okay, can you say that? I never burn trash.
I never burn trash.
Yes.
What about garbage?
Motherfucker. Are you shitting me? You see this, Richard? What is this?
A spoon?
It's a wide spoon. In fact, the only spoon type that is left in this drawer. I specifically posted a note on the refrigerator saying that the more narrow spoons be reserved for the eating of Faya yogurt by me. Look at this. The angle's all wrong.
Aren't you supposed to just tip that little plastic cup part up and dump the jam into the yogurt?
How would you know that? Have you been eating my Faya yogurts?
No, I saw it on the billboards.
Well, what they don't tell you on the billboards is that you can't get all of it out. Look at that. You have to dig it out. But you can't dig it out with these big as hell wide fucking spoons.
This isn't about the spoons, is it, Ehrlich? This is about Jared Patakian. This is about me not letting you tell me who I can or can't hire.
Or maybe it's about the fact that you're the one who's been using my narrow spoons.
Okay. You and I both have to get ready for a board meeting. Can we just stop with the nonsense?
Nonsense?
Yeah.
This is nonsense?
Yeah.
You know, half of the yogurt's gonna go unused because one quarter of the jam can't come out.
All right, Jin Yang, don't talk to anybody else. When we get inside, don't talk to me.
Evening.
Yes, Steve. Thank you.
And how will you be paying, sir?
Excuse me?
Your donation. What's your preferred method of payment?
Oh, no. These are already paid for. We're guests of Russ Hanneman.
Yes. He reserved the tickets, but you have to pay for them.
Okay. How much are they?
$25,000.
So for both?
No. Per ticket.
There's no possible way that we can pay that, so what do we do here?
Well, there are a number of other ways to help preserve the Muir Woods. We do a volunteer cleanup program every weekend.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the Muir Woods. I need to get in there.
Sir, if you can't pay for the tickets, I really don't see how that's possible.
What if we do, like, a little in-and-out thing? I just go in there, 10 minutes, you know, have one cocktail, two, three maximum. He doesn't eat. He won't eat.
Yes, I'm hungry.
Gentlemen, I'm going to need you to move aside for the other guests.
You want me to email Russ Hanneman right now?
Please, you don't please. Have Russ's email.
But I have his... I have the phone number of the person who works in his office.
Does anybody have an extra ticket? My investor cannot pay?
That's actually not true. I think they must have misplaced the tickets.
No, we have everyone's tickets here.
Can you please check? Eric Bachman. E-R-I-C-A-R.
That's not at all how it's spelled here.
All right, let's go, Jen.
Have a nice night. Thank you. Next?
Come on, excuse me. Come on, let's go.
Do you have a ticket?
God damn it, Jin Yang! Come here!
Have a ticket.
Hey, Jin Yang. How was last night?
It was sad. Eric, he promised me dinner with a big meat.
Big meat?
Big meat people.
Meat people?
Then people say, no, you can't come in.
Wait, so you guys didn't get in?
We went to Taco Bell. Eric, he starts crying in Taco Bell. Try to blame a taco sauce.
You smell something burning?
God damn it, Jin Yang!
This, Senator, it's actually pretty interesting if you're into that sort of stuff. Hello?
Hey, stop talking immediately. Come inside. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Just tell him that you shit your pants and you have weak knees.
This is your home.
Yes?
So you live in the workplace. But you also work from home. It must be really confusing for you.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it is. That's kind of the...
Does it look dark to you guys?
Oh, hey, guys. Dude, what the fuck?
The power's out.
Okay, fine. I wanted to set up one GPU, just one, and so I turned the power on, and the whole system lit up, and...
Yeah, it did, you dick. Because I bypassed the meter to save money and went directly to the feed without the UPS ready. That surge just fragged the whole fucking system.
Holy shit.
What the hell did you guys do? The power in the whole block is down.
Great. What the...
Oh, God, look who it is.
We need to talk, guys. Hold on a sec.
Noah, whatever you're gonna say, just say it from there. We can hear you.
If you didn't have so many cars parked here, maybe I could get through.
It's really gonna go all the way around? That's a long ways.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ, save some battery for Christ's sake.
Just a sec.
Just yell it.
It's okay, Noah, we get it. You can say it from there. You're gonna report us to the city inspector, right?
Jesus.
Guess what? I'm reporting you to the city inspector.
Right.
It is 4 in the morning. What the? Why are you both wearing kimonos?
Noah, are you familiar with the California Fish and Game Code, section 2116-2126, with regard to the possession and harboring of ferrets?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Those little shits are illegal.
Ehrlich, please don't. I'll do anything.
Oh, yeah, you will. We are here to stay, and you're going to keep that bearded little hole in the center of your face shut about it.
Listen, I'm just trying to...
No, you listen. You're always going on and on about how this is such a good neighborhood. Do you know why it's such a good neighborhood? Do you know why your shitty house is worth 20 times what you paid for it in the 1970s? Because of people like us moving in and starting illegal businesses in our garages. All the best companies, Apple, Google, Hewlett-Packard, even Aviato, all of them were started in unzoned garages. That is why Silicon Valley is one of the hottest neighborhoods in the world. Because of people like us, not because of people like you. So, if I catch even so much as a dirty glance or a lascivious look in Richard's direction, that is it. Those weasels are dog food.
Okay.
Guest house. Yes. Is your guest house currently rented out?
No, it's not for rent.
Well, it motherfucking is now. Your new tenant is Jared Dunn. His rent will be exceedingly reasonable, and his utilities will be included. He speaks German in the night.
Well, if you'll excuse us, we have an illegal business to run. Ehrlich?
Ladies and gentlemen, for the last 90 minutes, you've had an opportunity to explore a standard Huli phone upgraded with a brand new operating system called Nucleus.
Thank you all for being here. Alan,
Lisa, Josh, Yana, Katie, Ramon.
Now I'd like to get everyone's first impressions.
Who'd like to jump in? Anyone? How about you, Ramon?
It's just stupid.
Okay, so Ramon feels the phone is stupid.
Could you elaborate, Ramon? Stupid how? Please, be as specific as possible, Ramon.
Well, it's slow. The apps
keep quitting on me.
I tried to watch a movie, and it kept freezing up. And when I'm typing, like, there's a delay. Then all the letters pop up at once. You took a good phone and you made it all, like, shitty.
Keep in mind, I didn't design the phone.
It pissed me off.
I appreciate your honesty, Ramon.
Well, that's just one guy's opinion.
Who else feels this product is stupid? Alan, Lisa, Josh, Yana, Katie.
And did it
piss off anyone else? Alan, Lisa, Josh, okay. Yana, Katie.
Christina, how bad is this? Be honest. Is this Windows Vista bad? It's not iPhone 4 bad, is it? Fuck. Don't tell me this is Zune bad.
I'm sorry, Gavin. It's Apple Maps bad.
And who else felt this product is messed up? Alan, Lisa, Josh, Yana. I'm sorry for the disturbance, Alan, Lisa, Josh, Yana.
You know what, Double A? Ehrlich was right. You are an asshole. In fact, you're a double asshole!
What did you call me?
I called you a double asshole. Because, you know, you're being an asshole. Double A, double asshole. You know, you're twice the asshole. Twice whole. Double asshole.
Oh, ew. Is that a colostomy bag?
Do you have any idea what it's like to be 10 years old and carry your own shit around in a bag? To have two assholes?
Sorry, I didn't know.
Hey, Richard.
We should go.
Opportunities? Urinate on Blaine's grave? Grief threesome with Gina and Blaine's hot mom question mark? What the fuck?
I didn't...
Richard,
no,
quickly.
But I mean, you were being an asshole. Okay, good luck.
To his face? You called him that to his face?
How could you not mention the colostomy bag?
Because it's a very private and personal matter. It's not a laughing matter.
But you called him double asshole first, remember, in college?
Yeah, but not to his face. Never to his face. Not even I'm that fucking cruel. But you are.
I'm actually not.
You tore double asshole a third asshole. Triple A.
Yeah, that was all my fault somehow. The answer is no.
Wrong. You do this deal or I pull your funding.
Well, you can't pull funding because we have a contract, so.
Oh, we have a contract? We have a fucking contract, Richard? You want to know what I have? A fucking car whose doors open like this. Not like this. Not like this. These are not the doors of a billionaire, Richard. Fuck you. Fuck you in the ass.
The adult industry has always done lead. Pioneering cutting-edge interfaces across new device platforms like Oculus and iWAC will be the key to our survival as an industry. And based on their recent investment patterns, tech leaders such as Facebook agree. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the future.
But we do have the kick-ass potato cannon, though.
Although, actually, this one is broken. We tried to put a Mr. Potato Head in it, and it did not like that.
Monica? Did you forget about Jin Yang and I's pitch?
No, it was on my phone.
You're talking to Benson or Hedges? Am I right? Cigarette company.
Clever.
What if I told you there is an app on the market?
No, not now. No, you wait until you're inside, okay? We haven't even gotten the bottle of water yet.
Water?
What if I told you there is an app?
Jingyang, this is the assistant. We wait for the boss to pitch.
Yeah, you just fucked with the wrong hacker.
There's kids?
Hey, I'm going to skull fuck your whole system. Fuck you, Guilfoyle. Fuck you, Richard. Fuck all of you Pied Piper fucks.
I actually don't. I don't know him. I'm just here by myself. Just watching and waiting. I love kids. Not like that. So?
Anton is really starting to sweat.
Yeah, still can't believe you gave the servers a man's name.
Sorry, I couldn't remember your mother's name.
Hey, why don't I just open up the garage door, let some fresh air in here?
Yeah, sure. If you want the cooling system to shut down and everything in here to turn to magma, actually, with all the new servers I have running, we're about to max out the amperage and blow the main breaker anyway.
Sooner or later, Guilfoyle's servers are gonna fail and then it's all done.
My servers could handle 10 times the traffic if they weren't busy apologizing for your shit code base.
Oh yeah? Well, my code base could handle this traffic, fuck your mother, make a video of it, upload it, and even that video would not
recover. Hey, Pete.
Mr. Bachman, I am sorry to drop in on you like this, but I have got the buyers.
Shit,
here.
He's gonna drink his own piss.
Sorry, Louise, this isn't a great time. I'm entertaining, and I have some minor cosmetic repairs to do before I show the house.
Oh, no, they don't even need to look inside. They only want the property for the lot value.
Lot value? Meaning?
You have to realize your house is a total teardown, right?
They want to tear this place down?
Kill four of the casting mechanisms. We're going to crash.
I told you. Get Ehrlich to do it.
Richard said keep it online.
Mr. Bachman.
I can't do this by myself.
They want to make an offer right now. All cash, Mr. Bachman. I think you would be foolish to turn this down.
Did you just call me a fool?
No. All I meant was...
Madam, do not call a man a fool on the transom of his own home. A home that happens to be the world headquarters of a company keeping streaming video of a man who's about to drink his own urine online for tens of thousands of Filipinos. Does that sound like foolishness to you? So, you can tell your clients, respectfully, that they may go fuck themselves.
Okay, there's no way I could have squirted this lemon in your eye on purpose from this distance. I'm not a fucking lemon sniper.
He'd be more of a lemon suicide bomber.
Richard, I'm coming with you. Here, Jared, clear this. Get all the smoke out of it. Otherwise, it damages the device. Don't be a pussy.
How could they do this? How could they fire me from my own company?
Just stay calm and we'll fight this.
Jesus, Richard, slow down.
Did I just hit a deer?
No, goddammit. Fucking Stanford Robotics.
Shit, is this gonna make us late? Oh, they killed the BAMBOT!
Fuck your BAMBOT! What? You little Stanford cunts fucked up my grill! Fucking piece of shit! You little cunt! Fuck! Hey, this one's for your mama!
Ehrlich, stop. Come on. Ehrlich, we gotta get to review. Hey, oh no. Hey!
Jack Barker, a.k.a. Action Jack. We meet at last. Ehrlich Bachman.
Mr. Bachman. Pleasure to finally meet you. I'm a big fan.
Oh, really? Of what? Metamucil? Polio? The phonograph? A nice piece of fish? Segregated water fountains? Senior citizen discounts at Perkins Family Restaurants? Erectile dysfunction because of corroded penile arteries? Deviled eggs as an entree? Liking Ike?
No, none of those, Mr. Bachman. I am a fan of yours. Have been ever since you were at the helm of Aviato.
You know Aviato?
Yes, Aviato.
My Aviato?
Is there any other Aviato?
Well, legally there cannot be. Mr. Barker, pleasure to meet you. Is that a poppy seed muffin?
Yes, sir.
Well, Poppy wants one because Mommy already got hers.
It began as an innocent celebration of our arbitration victory. I ordered a kombucha, which I did not realize contained alcohol. It was described to me as a healthy organic tea. Next thing I knew, I was 70 miles away, wrapped naked in a blanket, shaking off a meth high, and facing charges for attacking a police horse with a shovel.
Lori would have adjourned the meeting, replaced my seat on the board with someone else at Raviga, and then they would have voted to remove you. At least this way, I'm still in the game.
No, you mean at least this way, you kept your job.
At least the actual Judas had the courtesy to kill himself after betraying his leader, Jesus Christ. He's the CEO of the world. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, got it. Went to Catholic school.
Really? How long?
Look.
All right. Winner gets the big monitor, okay?
I understand how this works.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Suck it.
I should have known you'd throw rock. That's all you know in Pakistan. It's in your blood. Don't you guys call it rock, rock, rock?
Oh, that's funny. You should type up all your racist jokes on your tiny monitor.
Is that my...
I recently helped them install a new CEO at Pied Piper. I needed to take a more hands-off approach, focus on the future. Incubees, like yourself, with great ideas, like cataloging malware. Sexy. Would you care for another coconut water? They are the most expensive unpasteurized variety, if that's any concern.
Actually, my concern is the room. It's kind of a dump.
Oh, sure. Now, but the new coat of paint, you'll hardly recognize the place when you move in next month.
Actually, shit's pivoted. I need a place next week.
Next week? Oh, shit has pivoted. Well, I'll talk to the current tenant. Let him know the time has come. Mother. Fuck. Yeah, put him on a slow boat to China, so to speak. I realize this is a Japanese tradition and that you are Chinese.
I'm not racist.
Yes, Japanese people are racist. They are horrible.
No, no, no. Jin Yang, in every relationship, there are ebbs and flows.
Ebbs?
Yes. And although we have flowed, our relationship now has come to a permanent ebbing.
Flow?
No. No. We have come to a permanent ebb. Do you understand?
So you want me to leave the house?
Yes, yes. Very much so. And so I thank you for our today. Now you bow. Bow. All the way to the waist.
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Goodbye, little one. I'm gonna miss you. Can't say it wasn't fun, Jin Yang.
You little Cantonese bastard.
Eric, you like this?
What are you doing?
Hi, my name's Eric Bachman. I'm a lying fuck.
Who are you yelling at? We're the only two people in the fucking house.
Eric, a liar.
You're not gonna get me to change my opinion about myself.
Liar.
Take that out of there.
If it's more popcorn, tell them we're at capacity.
It's a guy from Men in Black.
Bertram Guilfoyle?
Yeah.
I'm here on behalf of TwinX Recruiting. I'm supposed to give you this.
Or do we?
Ehrlich, you have something to say?
Richard, when George Washington founded a little startup we've come to know as These United States of America, and he was tired of getting shit from his CEO, the King of England, did he just roll over and take it from behind? No. He called on his ride or die homeboys. Tommy Jefferson, Benny Franklin, and Alex Hamilton, who's half black, so that's Dinesh.
I'm not half black.
And he said, avast ye, fellow badasses. Let's build this country the way we motherfucking want to. And so, Richard, if we want to build the platform, all we need to do is build the platform.
That was underwhelming.
Okay, you guys, this is it. No turning back now.
Dinesh, I have a few premium chain insults that I'm going to lay on you when we get in there. Not for myself, obviously, but for the team.
Yeah, I might just have one too. Sorry in advance.
Yeah, great.
Have at it, assholes.
My smoke thick, my jewels go. Jewels go. My shoes knew these hoes chose. My pistol work, my looks kill. Bitch text me her rent here. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it.
Sex bitch. Hey Dinesh, nice chain. Do you choke your mother with it when you put your penis in her butthole?
What the fuck?
Consider the bulldog. A grotesque monstrosity, born of relentless inbreeding, riddled with sinusitis, crippled by joint pain, chronically flatulent. A kindly pet, or humanity's cruelest mistake? All right, take it away. Ladies and gentlemen, just like that horrible creature, the entire nucleus program was the result of inbreeding. We mated Hooli engineers with Hooli designers in a Hooli kennel. Is it any wonder the result was just as unspeakable as that thing? Bring it back here. Look at that hideous face. All right, get it out of here.
I'm sorry, Gavin. What's your point?
My point is, just as not all dogs are as flawed as the bulldog, not all compression plays are as flawed as nucleus. Our execution was lacking, but the idea was correct.
And your solution to that was to go into business with him, Big Head. The guy you once called more useless than a bag of dicks without a handle.
Dinesh, don't fall for his aw shucks routine.
Okay, but I need to do something about this now.
She's calling us the next Klinkle.
Klinkle, Lori, Klinkle. You do know what happened to Klinkle, right? You want us to be Klinkle?
Please, just stop saying Klinkle. It jars the ear. Fine. I will have my office set up an interview.
Oh, word to the wise. The Hayworths are like a spa day for the buttocks. Yeah, and I have a fragile posterior. My aunt used to call me Glasshole, so you can take it from me.
Look at these fucking maggots crawling all over our garbage, leaving their slime of mediocrity.
I thought you'd feel right at home in a marketplace, haggling, selling your monkey paws, looking for Indiana Jones in a wicker basket.
Okay, Marion was in the wicker basket. Indiana Jones was tipping them over, you fucking idiot. I mean, if you have any questions.
Well, how about that? I made my first sale. I've organized a lot of estate sales, so this is kind of my wheelhouse.
What?
I have a lot of elderly friends. Oh, that is a fun item. That's a hardware fan.
Oh. Thank you, Richard.
What took you so long?
I met a girl.
It's called the bartender. She works here.
No, it's a real girl, and I actually got her real phone number.
Check you out, Mr. Casanova.
Where is this individual?
She's right over there.
The tall dude?
No, behind him.
Oh, she must be hiding behind that attractive girl in the red sweater.
No, it is the attractive girl in the red sweater. Oh, please stop looking at her.
She's magnificent.
Are you sure it's not the tall guy?
Why are we surprised that young Richard is garnering the attention of ladies? After all, he's king again. Women liked it.
Okay, so she's a founder hounder.
Come on, no, it's not like that.
But you did tell her that you're the CEO of your own company?
It came up, but, I mean, honestly, how else was I going to explain that me and my friends were at a bar?
That is a good point. Anytime you're near a woman, it is important to explain why. Otherwise, they get nervous.
It's incredible.
Yes, sir, well, it is my craft. You see, I think security detail is like creating great jazz, where we summon all creativity and bring it all together.
I'm talking about the beta. Will you shut the fuck up?
Fuck, this is good. Their sign-up flow, their mobile app, it's just seamless. How are they doing this?
I can put a team on that, sir. If you want to know how
what? Why are you so high maintenance?
Do you want me to answer that, sir?
No! God damn it! You're so needy.
Damn. Pats on the back. Pats on the back.
Gentlemen, I just realized I've forgotten to take a shit. So, I'll see you back at the old homestead.
Okay.
Fine, I'll tell. Man? I'll tell Richard.
I'm serious.
Tell me what?
I'm not joking.
It was Jin Yang. He said to tell you that Philip McCrevis left word.
Oh, who's Philip McCrevis? Oh. What the hell was that?
Maybe it was a negotiating tactic.
Monica. It's Monica.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions. I mean, she's the only one who's bought a jacket.
Jared, she's the only one who hates the platform. There's no other explanation for this. Okay? Monica fucked us. She pulled down her pants and fucked us in front of her parents.
Did somebody do that?
No, I don't know why. Hi there. Checking in, Richard Hendricks.
Fuck me. Hey, Richie.
Oh, God. Hey, Russ.
What's up, boy genius? You here fucking?
Huh? No fucking. Just here for the Vanity Fair dinner.
Oh, yeah, I know that stupid dinner. A bunch of VC douchebags jerking each other off. Speaking of, I got this girl at the bar. I'm trying to take her up to the presidential suite before her fucking bridesmaids ruin the whole thing. But they're telling me it's booked. Who is it? Is it Gore? Fuck that guy.
Oh, God.
I saw Pied Piper launched. Haven't tried it. Probably won't. I don't even want to think about how fucked that got missing out on Ehrlich's shares. Fuck.
Wait. He tried to sell you his shares?
Well, half of them. He was pretty desperate to stay on the team.
Well, he didn't mention anything about this to me.
Of course not. Why would he? It's fucking humiliating losing all your money. You think when I dropped below a billion, I walked around telling everybody? Fuck no. You guys were the only ones who knew, and I actually thought about having you killed.
I'm sorry, what?
So Ehrlich and I, like 2 weeks ago, we had a contract ready. $5 million I was gonna pay him for half his shares. It was a win-win. And that robot Lori Bream sweeps in, cock-blocks the whole thing. She forces him to sell her all his shares. You think she's gay?
Maybe. It hasn't come up. So wait, she outbid you?
Outbid me? No, she didn't have to. You don't even know how your own fucking company works.
All right, Mr. Hendricks, we have you staying one night in a deluxe double.
Okay, do you have a tub in that room? Does he have a tub in that room?
I don't know. There's no way of telling.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna take her to the W. She's so drunk she won't know the difference. See you around, Richie.
Now, Bernice, you say here that you were totally freaked out by the platform. What specifically totally freaked you out?
Everything.
Just every single thing about it.
Just like how it worked.
Now, who else found themselves totally freaked out by this platform? Barry, Warren, Natalie, Martina, Gwen, Amy, Walker, and Clay. You were all totally freaked out.